Today, April 2nd marks the fourth anniversary of the death of John Paul II. Since early morning, pilgrims have been flocking to St. Peter's Basilica, where in just under 2 hours from now, Pope Benedict XVI will celebrate Mass in suffrage of his predecessor. Last week, the Holy Father appealed to young people in particular to join him in today's celebration, reflecting John Paul II's deep love for the world's youth, and they have come in their hundreds. Bishop Anthony Fisher of Sydney, Australia, was the chief organizer of last year's International World Youth Day. He spoke to us about John Paul II's legacy.
I think undoubtedly he will be remembered as a pope for youth, as well as many other things. He was a wonderful teacher and communicator, a great actor on the world stage, a great fighter for causes such as life in the womb and the family and justice for the third world. But certainly his love for young people, the images that we see it on our imaginations and memories of him dancing with young people at World Youth Days, of making faces, making the shape of glasses or binoculars at the young people and so on. These are things we'd never seen before in popes, this very natural and immediate connection he had with young people and they had with him. And that remarkably survived even when he became very frail and very sick. Young people then sort of adopted him as their sick grandfather. It wasn't that they hid from him or lost interest because he was no longer able to dance with them. They walked with him and we saw those extraordinary scenes of while he was dying and then at his funeral of, again, a crowd of every nation and every age group, but especially of young people. Who really regarded him as their pope. Now, of course, for many of them, he's the only pope they ever knew. They were too young to have known John Paul I or Paul VI or anyone before. Now there are young people growing up for whom John Paul will be history and who've only known Benedict. And so there's people talk of the B16 generation, just as people spoke before of the John Paul II generation.